Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, folks. It's good to be back with you this morning. Spent a few days out in Denver traveling around that town. Went out and knocked off a bucket list item. Went to the Red Rock, one of the greatest concert venues I've ever been to. Lauren Daigle performed. She put on an absolutely incredible show. What a voice. What a venue. Weather was chilly. It was great. It was awesome. It's been a bucket list item of mine for a long time, and decided I'd never seen Lauren Daigle perform. My wife had, I hadn't. So we took that opportunity to go out there with some friends and really had a wonderful time. I got to tell you, Denver was clean. We went all over. We didn't really go deep downtown, but all around downtown. I was impressed. I've talked about crime in Denver several times. They have their issues, but they have their issues with clean streets. It was amazing to me what I saw. We went into some of the seedier areas as well. Still clean. I was completely taken aback by it. Again, that first impression is a lasting impression. People really friendly there. Just a great time. Want to thank everyone for Lauren Daigle, especially for putting on a great show. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, joins us now. Billy, I know that you are good friends with Lauren as well. I texted you that I was out there. What a show she put on.
She is a great ambassador. And I tell you, for the last, even before COVID, we partnered with her. And her talking about Louisiana and her love for Louisiana before our shows has been a great partnership in promoting Louisiana. She's done that video. You know, we bought the rights to "You Are My Sunshine," and she re-recorded so beautiful and put it to the great outdoors of Louisiana. Just won an international award for that video for promoting tourism. And she's just an incredible ambassador. You're right, Noel.
Well, she never missed an opportunity to weave Louisiana into her conversations with the audience. We went to a pre-show Q&A with her there, and same thing, totally engaging. What an ambassador for the state of Louisiana. Everyone that I talked to around from other countries, from Colorado, they all just really were – their curiosity was piqued by what she had to say.
And I tell you, I know at the concert I went here in Baton Rouge, to have all those young people stand up and pray with her before a concert was pretty special. To see that at a concert, she is a great ambassador. You're right.
No doubt. Some other, I guess, what started out as negative is becoming as positive. I saw a series of articles in a bunch of national publications about the most recent vote by the Bond Commission. As to remind the listening audience, the Bond Commission had passed a couple of times or delayed passing support of some projects, not only in New Orleans, but around the state as well. In light of what they perceive to be an action taken by the city of New Orleans. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, the Bond Commission, they held up approving the bonds for two meetings that I had not attended. I had a rep there but didn't realize they were holding up. And then I went to the last one where everyone voted except the Attorney General voted to move the bonds forward. And they were being held up because their Attorney General did not like, I believe, the comments or the enforcement or the lack to enforce the abortion laws by the city. And that's a political, you know, hot potato that I didn't felt, and obviously the rest of the people, the bond commission that voted to move them forward, didn't think ought to be handled or discussed or interrupt funding critical projects for Louisiana. So I was glad that everyone voted to move them forward, except the Attorney General, and we can move these projects forward to getting funded, especially so many critical projects in there for flood protection and infrastructure and drainage. And it's just not the place to bring that up and to mix those issues.
I don't know what reaction you've been receiving, but I can tell you when I've talked about it on this show, in the aftermath of the show, I've had so many people agree with my position that the bond commission needs to stay in their lane. If we're going to start picking out what is the political issue of the day that they disagree with and then hold up financing, which only, I think, punishes the public at large, that's not the appropriate thing to do. So I guess the two most obvious questions, Billy, are this. One, what are we going to do to ensure that this doesn't happen again? And two, what reaction have you been receiving to the most recent vote?
Well, all the that I've gotten, except from political rhetoric, has been positive. That I agree with you, Newell, that it's not no place to be holding up projects because of political beliefs. You're never going to get everybody to agree on any issue. But when you're looking at the funding, the ability to repay bonds, that's the job of the bond commission, to move those projects forward. And no political stand should ever interrupt funding those critical projects for Louisiana. So you're absolutely right. I get the same response, and I'm glad all the elected officials on that commission agreed to move them forward, like I said, with the exception of the Attorney General. But you're right. I think bringing it to light and expressing our unhappiness that we made it a political issue there, hopefully it won't happen again with other issues. But as people, you know, always like to take an issue and use it for political purposes, you can't ensure it won't happen again with another issue down the road. As long as you have people that want to use that platform to grandstand about an issue. And, you know, we just got to try to work through it and make sure we don't hold these projects up when it's possible.
I mean, you know as well as I, you served at local government. I mean, what would be your response when you were the parish president of Plaquemines Parish if you went to the bond commission and they didn't like something that you had done at a local government level?
Yeah, that's critical. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work to get to that point to the bond commission for these projects, and you know, many of those projects are so critical. It takes too long to get them out to actually getting the work done already, than to hold them up because of a political issue. Yeah, it's I got a lot of calls from a lot of parishes thanking us for moving them forward, and. And I think you're absolutely right. It could really put a spoke, you know, hurt these local parishes that want to move them forward, and especially if they have political differences on an issue, you'd have to start considering that if that became the norm.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. Billy, New Orleans recently announced a murder capital, again reported across this country. Saw a number of publications when I was out west talking about it. There's been any number of folks talking about any number of different things. Most recently, I read Scott McKay did a piece in the American Spectator, and I'm going to steal two ways that he put this subject. I've coined it in a different way, but I really like what he said. Pandering to criminals gets more votes than stopping them in many areas. And he also says that crime in a number of these towns have become the biggest growth industry, unfortunately. I know you've talked about it a lot, following up in San Diego with the Gaslight Square project and what went on there with private-public collaboratives, and your thoughts about maybe that should be the approach with the French Quarter.
Yeah, I'll be back in front of the French Quarter Business Association and the Hotel Motel Association for New Orleans Friday a week to discuss what we had put together and proposed that didn't get through the legislature last year. And we'll have a discussion to see their feelings about moving forward and trying to do something again. Our team has sat down with the mayor's people to discuss it again, because we kind of, after the last session, it kind of fell off the radar screen. So hopefully we can make some progress. We had committed to putting up some tourism money to put some friendly offices, something I could do, to help with radios, to help call the police and help move some of the people selling illegal products in the quarter, some of the people that are being harassed in tourism, to move them along. That was part of our plan and that commitment. And hopefully we can have some discussion and move forward. Because the quarter, so goes the quarter, so goes tourism for a lot of the state. And if people can't go to the quarter safely, you know, we've already seen some shops close that have been there for over 100 years. And if we don't do something quickly to make the quarter safe, clean it up, we may not have a quarter to save. You know, every day I hold my breath waiting for another restaurant or business to say, I just can't deal with it anymore. We're out of here. And so we're quickly losing all of those things that made the quarter an attraction for 100 years. So hopefully we can come to some sensible conclusions to move quickly to clean it up and make it safe.
Nashville did something very similar by making it a park, their area, and they have rangers that if you sit down in the street or you sit down on the sidewalk or you think you're going to set up a camp there and camp out on somebody's door stoop, not happening in Nashville. I saw it in action.
Yeah, that was my first recommendation. I kind of got criticized for making that recommendation of making it, because I'm over the state parks, and our park rangers monitor those parks to make sure we don't have people in there that could cause harm or you know, we watch that closely. They police the parks, and I would surely embrace that opportunity to put a park ranger on every corner around Jackson Square and make sure we have that kind of presence there in some kind of partnership with the city and the state to do that. So that's something I'm open to discussing if we think we can get that passed and done. Surely, like Nashville, like San Diego, and like many other cities, there has to be a concentrated effort and focus to keep it clean, safe, and attraction, where when people go down there, they say, wow, you've got to visit New Orleans and see this beautiful French Quarter, not say they've been harassed, don't come back. And I think right now we're getting more negative people leaving than positive reaction. At least I am at my office, letters, emails, calls about, dirty, not safe, and things like that. So hopefully we can come to some conclusion and get it addressed quickly. And if we can do something outside of managing that quarter as a partnership, and then the mayor and they can concentrate on the rest of the city, and we can focus in and put our efforts to the French Quarter.
Billy, you've been very vocal about the diversion project, the Mid-Barataria diversion, sediment diversion project. They seem to have hit a milestone in moving forward with that project. Your thoughts?
Well, no, you know, they're going to spend $2 billion. They got a waiver of the Marine Mammal Act. Instead of studying what this diversion is going to do to our wildlife, our fisheries, the dolphins, they're going to monitor it 5 years after they build it. Wouldn't you want to know up front? And they got that waiver at 11 o'clock on a Friday night when nobody's watching, when we know Congress does the things they don't want us to see. But they don't tell you about that. And they don't tell you about the study that was done by St. Andrew Institute, commissioned by the Marine Mammal Commission, that says dolphins will be extinct in 50 years. It'll kill 50% in the first 10 years. And dolphin is the canary in the coal mine. When it dies, seafood, crabs, crawfish, trout, redfish, everything below it will die. We saw that when they opened the spillway, the green slime in the lake, it killed everything. As a matter of fact, when they opened the spillway, they killed more dolphins than the BP oil spill. And they don't think this is going to destroy an industry? And if I'm wrong, why wouldn't you do the study up front? Why spend $2 billion and monitor for 5 years? And listen, if it was going to build land above the waterline and lower storm surge, maybe we do it. But if we took a dredge and put it out there tomorrow and built these berms that are certified to lower storm surge outside the levees, we could lower storm surge in the next 3 to 5 years. So every year, storm surge is getting better. The insurance rates would be better. And we would lower storm surge in our lifetime. I tell everybody, you know, this 50-year coastal plan was, I first heard it from scientists from California. Does anybody living along the coast of Louisiana think we need a 50-year coastal plan? We better rethink this to a 3 to 5 year plan that lowers storm surge to our levee system, because we know sea rise is rising, the levees are sinking. And worse than a Katrina, in 5 to 10 years, they come in and say, those levees are no longer 100-year protection. You need billions to raise them. But if we build land, so sizable land outside that levee, that lower storm surge 5, 10, 15 feet to the coast, we bought an extra 50 years of flood protection. But long-term lease in a dredge, you put it out to bid, go with the best price, doesn't make a lot of these consultants, these engineering companies, a lot of people, a lot of money. We've already spent over $200 million on a diversion we don't even have a permit for yet. I just think it's we got enough money from BP to really make an impact on saving this coast. God help us if we waste it. We'll never get this chance again. And I think there's better ways to spend the money to give storm surge reduction in our lifetime, not 50 years from now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They're talking about creating 64,000 acres of land over 50 years, a little bit over 1,000 acres a year. But as you said, it's not above the waterline. I had an opportunity to go visit Mardi Gras Pass with the Pontchartrain Conservancy. I want to thank them for that tour, looking at what has happened there with a natural break in the levee. It's created about 100 acres of land in about 11 years of that break being in existence, but no one seems to be measuring how much of that land is actually above the water level.
Well, first of all, we know
what happened in Ida. They had 7, 8, 9 foot of water across that area.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, that's not true. And when I was parish president, we had 3 culverts with sluice gates, and we controlled the sediment into the marsh so the oysters could live in and produce in that area. When the storm blew that levee out and we started the permanent process to put it back, the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation fought us on that, and I was out of office before we got the permit to put the levee back. The land you say, or they say they're building, that gap in that levee has washed out thousands of feet wide, I believe. I think it's 80 feet deep. The thrust of that water has taken all that material where it ate that hold out, and that's the material they're claiming to build land. And a lot of, look, there is sediment coming down the river, a lot less than ever came down before the dams. But a lot of the sediment they brag on is washed from the River Badger, or in that case, that whole levee section that blew out, and it's about, I think, 80 feet deep there now. So all of that material is what they're bragging on. It's not new reoccurring material. And listen, anybody can say 50 years from now it's going to build all this land, because we're not going to be here.
Yeah,
but the consultants and people saying this on the payroll have gotten rich time and time again. We've built land. We had a $40 million project in Plaquemines. 6 months later, it washed away. Nobody ever admits when we make mistakes. But you build a berm or ridge 8 feet high and plant trees, it'll get beat up by a hurricane, but it'll last, and we can replant those trees. And on the Outer Barrier Islands, you rock it to give us a fighting chance. But what they're talking about will not lower storm surge 1 inch. And 50 years from now, we're going to have the Grand Isle Rodeo in Baton Rouge. We don't have 50 years. We better rethink this and come up with a 3 to 5 year plan. And if we started pumping river sediment the minute we got the BP money and continued to build land, the storms would have a lot less impact on our coast than they're having today.
I'm kind of the mindset you are on that, because I've yet to see where this is going to be meaningful. And I've looked many, 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 many times, took an entire afternoon to go see it, appreciate the work that they do, appreciate the opportunity, asked a lot of questions that went unanswered, which I find somewhat curious. Billy Nungesser, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy schedule. We really appreciate it. Have a great week, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you so much.
All righty, that's Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. We will be right back. When we come back, the chair of the Recall Latoya Cantrell movement, Belden Batiste, as well as Vice Chair Eileen Carter, will join us for an update. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, Vice Chair of the recall effort of Mayor Latoya Cantrell, Eileen Carter, joins us. We're trying to get in touch with Belden Batiste. Oh, we have Belden as well, the chair of that organizing committee as well. Folks, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Guys, I understand that many folks are saying that Mayor Latoya Cantrell's administration not really worried about what you guys are doing, but there's a lot of issues that keep cropping up. It looks as though the Warren-Riley agreement is now headed back to court again, reneging on their promise to pay that judgment. The Forward Together New Orleans 501c3 under attack, the mayor refusing to pay back the money for transportation, the council's considering basically garnishing her wages, for lack of a better term. It seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. Your thoughts?
That was literally the words that were about to come out of my mouth. It is. It's the situation where it's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, we don't even need to state all our issues, but if you'd like to go on nolatoya.org, we listed them there. And, of course, it's an incomplete list because they keep coming every single day.
Yep. Belden, I know that you were very upset at the onset of this, saying that there were folks that were sending kind of covert messages to you about why are you doing this and the like. Has there been any more of this intimidation game that's been played?
Yes. Yes, there's intimidation by Ms. Angela Young, who works for the mayor, and Ms. Christine Brightup. And they're trying to intimidate and bully people. I mean, bully me. And then they're even talking about having some judges or some candidates that they work for to put a dirty charge on me. And at the end of the day, I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I'm going to keep fighting. But it's just accusations that they're trying to make. When you're talking about taking a man's freedom and talking about you're going to put a rape charge on them, I don't even know these two women, but they work for the mayor and they work for a lot of politicians. And so now the politicians and the judges are getting involved, and they are trying to threaten because Cantrell has backed a lot of these people. And so at the end of the day, I guess they think they're going to scare me or rattle me. And I think they even attack Aline, dead father, who was a great man in the city. And I think they think they're going to scare us. And what they're doing, you got a black woman by the name of Angela Young. You got a white woman by the name of Christine Brightup. There are the two that's starting the race wars in the community because they're playing around with pulses. You know, they're going on Facebook and they're doing this white and black girl thing. And they're making a lot of violence continue in the community. But to say you're going to frame me for some kind of rape, that's all my livelihood. I am a single father.
Belden, let me,
I work with a lot of kids.
Let me ask you this. My sense is that people are not even listening to what the mayor has to say. My sense is that people are getting angrier and angrier by the day as these issues continue to reveal themselves. And I meant it with all seriousness. I mean, in many respects, she's the gift that keeps on giving. And the more she talks, the more she talks herself into a corner. And people are really, they're very closely paying attention as a result of y'all's efforts, in my humble opinion.
Yes, yes, and that's what me and Aline are staying laser focused on this recall, and we are staying laser focused. And what we are telling people is, if you're satisfied with the way your city going, don't sign a recall. But if you're not satisfied, sign a recall. And everybody can agree and disagree, but it should don't be all this race war they're trying to start or whatever they're trying to start.
Aline, your thoughts about what I just had to say.
I mean, I agree 100%. You know, we did this because we knew we couldn't take another 3 years of this administration, and they keep showing us why we can't take another 3 years of this administration. So we have so many things lined up, so many events. We have two events today, two events tomorrow. We have five events on Saturday, and I'm really excited to announce that we had listeners who had been asking for, you know, something an event where if someone had any mobility issues. We have one on Saturday. It is a drive-through at 725 Magazine. You can find all of this information at novatoya.org. So if you have any mobility issues, come see us Saturday.
How would you characterize momentum?
Momentum? Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited because, well, you can see it as our events grow. We have five events on Saturday. So, you know, Belden and I can't be five places. What has really excited us is that the partners in the community, and I want to say now, we want more partners. We want to reach your neighborhoods. We can only go so many places in a day. If you know, get together three and four friends, we'll bring a couple people and let's make a party out of it. We get to know our neighbors. It's been very unifying. People can commiserate together, you know, share their stories and feel like you're not alone. It's been very empowering and unifying to the community.
How many different groups do you guys actually have now that are soliciting and gathering signatures?
So many I can't even count, like, to be perfectly honest, so many I can't even count, because our last push, we wanted everyone to understand that if we have 3,600 Orleans Parish voters who went on nolatoya.org and downloaded the form and read the directions and followed it correctly and got 15 signatures between you and your family members, walked around your block, your coworkers, we could be done right now. We have until February 22nd. We are currently pacing at 5 months instead of the six. But honestly, we want to finish this by the end of the year. I said that before. We want to finish this by the end of the year and get this on the spring election cycle so we don't have to wait anymore. We want to make a better city for all of us now. And you see just with this recall that we've seen things moving in the city. And so we want to make sure that they continue to move. And we have a wonderful city where we can all go out. We're all safe. You know, I'm tired of being locked up in my house at 7 p.m. You know, after we finish the recall parties, I run home. You know, and that's like so many people. It can't stop and get gas. You got to do it in the morning. You know, just things like that. You know, people are getting shot just sitting in their car at a red light. It's time for change. We need leadership. We need people to unite us and lead, not divide and conquer.
Both Eileen and Belden, y'all had an opportunity to have a signing event at the Saints game. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. We got a lot of signatures, honestly, more than we thought we were going to get, to be perfectly honest. And honestly, it really helped visually let people know that we're here. It helped with social media. So we do encourage everybody to follow us online. That's at No Latoya Recall, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and share our information. You know, this isn't just about one person. This is about the people. All of us are feeling this. So please help us get the message out. We really appreciate you all for having us on.
I know I have received a number of text messages from folks that have signed a recall, sending pictures of themselves, signing the petition and holding a sign and you know, I had folks saying they just want to play a role in as the manager of the city and basically saying that the mayor's job is not acceptable. And I encourage people to send me more. I mean, it's encouraging to see that folks are paying attention and they seem to be laser focused on a number of issues now that they weren't before.
Yeah, you know, we've had, you know, the administration talk to their certain friends in media, let's put it that way. You know, Will Sutton said that we were going to peter out. I'm like, peter out where? You know, we're just growing, and so we're just excited about it. We have our first billboard. It's right by the Superdome. You know, when you get stuck in traffic, you know, look at it and say, you know, my $20 went to that, because we do have yard signs. We're very excited about that, and we just got T-shirts, so we're excited about that, and all of those proceeds go to keeping our message growing.
How have y'all been able to penetrate the business community much? I know at first there was not a lot of participation. What are y'all experiencing now?
We have talked to many of them. Go ahead, Belden.
Go ahead, Belden.
Go ahead, Arlene, finish.
Oh, I'm saying we've talked to so many different factions of the business community, and they're all coming together. They're uniting as well. So we're really excited about it. If you do want to donate, you can also do that at nolatoya.org. We've got our P.O. box, so we're really excited about that, too, so you can mail in a check. But as well, if you have signatures.
What is the P.O. box?
Oh, I'm pulling it up for us right now. It is, let me give it to you. I'm sorry. It's right by our donate button. And we can also Venmo us as well. But our P.O. box is 750-788. That is P.O. box 750-788. The name is No Latoya. And it's 70115 is the zip code. So that's No Latoya, P.O. box 750-788, 70115. You can mail in your signatures. You can mail in a check. We are really trying to take it to the next level. We want to do canvassing. We want to get our billboards, you know, throughout the city, and we just want to make our voices heard.
Belden, real quick, you had a comment you wanted to make about the business community.
Well, I think Arlene covered it, you know, and also we are taking volunteers and we are training them, and we just want everybody to come together and be unified, because we're saying if we can unify the city for this recall, we can unify the city to keep it going, where we can hold all public officials accountable, because enough is enough. We deserve better in the city of New Orleans. And like Arlene said, in the last 2 days, almost 7 people have died, been shot. People are getting carjacked. We even have had a raper on an NOPD, and they still let this man work on a job knowing he raped somebody. So this is a disgrace. Unacceptable what's going on in the city. And again, people are saying, me and Eileen hate the mayor. We don't hate the mayor. We want better. She has failed to put the city of New Orleans first, and she have neglected her duties.
Well, folks, best of luck to y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We truly appreciate for the update, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All righty, folks. They have two today. Coliseum Square signing at 4 to 7 p.m. Lakeview Florida Lee Park from 4 to 7. You can get some yard signs there as well. Two tomorrow. Wisner signing from 4 to 7 at Wisner Boulevard and Friedrichs Drive in New Orleans. And Pan Am Stadium signing from 5 to 7:30 tomorrow as well at 194 Zachary Taylor Drive. a whole bunch on Saturday. Five. Go to nolatoya.org to get the latest. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you want to make an investment in your community, go to nolatoya.org. Got all kinds of different ways to give if you want to support this endeavor, whether you are a registered voter or not in the city of New Orleans, or whether you live in the city of New Orleans. You're not restricted to volunteer, and you're not restricted from donating money. So if you believe that crime knows no geographic boundary, that the economic viability of the city impacts the surrounding parishes, as we all know that it does, that, you know, if the tide is going to rise, it rises for everyone. And if you believe that over the next 3 years that this mayor will raise the tide, then don't sign. But if you believe otherwise and you want to give money or you want to help in any way by volunteering or otherwise, there's no restriction from all the folks in the state of Louisiana from participating. You just can't sign it if you're not a registered voter in this city of New Orleans, plain and simple. And I've asked the question, do you feel abused yet? You think Warren Riley feels abused? Reaches a settlement with the city about a month ago, and already they've reneged. They missed the deadline to pay. Obviously, he probably put some safeguards in that settlement because coming from the city as a city employee, he understands the mantra, the methodology, and otherwise. This is incompetence, folks. These are simple, low-hanging fruit items. Paying a settlement which you cooperated in, you agreed to, this was voluntary on your part, and you still can't get it right? And look at what's going on with Forward Together New Orleans. Is there anything that she has involved herself in that actually is going without a hitch? If you know of one, give us a call. We'll be right back. By the look on the text line, there are a number of people that feel abused. Then get involved. We'll be right back after top of the news break. We'll visit with Dr. Joe Cantor, the state health officer for the state of Louisiana. President Biden says the pandemic is over. We'll dig deep into that. And what does that actually mean when we return? Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.